been doing a lot of driving over the last couple of months, and one man I like listening to is Darren Chuck Berry as part of Big Bash Nation. It's 2011. Tim Gossage in the chair. Chuck, appreciate your time. Big day today for Big Bash Nation. Big day for Big Bash BBL 11.
Good morning to you, Goss. I know that you're only ringing me for one reason, to tell me that the Perth Scorchers are on top, New Melbourne not made the finals. Let's be honest with our listeners. That's why you called this morning.
Well, I've had JL on and I've had Stacey Marinkovic. They're both West Australians and people just don't like me talking too much more about West Australians. But, yeah, the Scorchers are on top. Gee, they've been good and they get Jai Richardson back in the mix. But that's just one part of the input of the Australian test players who have got links to these Big Bash teams. It's fantastic for the competition heading into the finals.
No doubt about that. I mean, I think the punters, let's be honest, we want to see the best players, guys. It's great that a few young kids have had an opportunity. We probably can't control what's happening. And in fairness, the Melbourne Stars and probably the Brisbane Heat have been the two sides that have been hit dramatically with the COVID crisis. But it's so good to see the best coming back. And I think the Adelaide Strikers getting Travis Head and Alex Carey, that's a significant boost for them. Kawaja back for the Thunder, Nathan Lyon, but I think Jai Richardson back into the Perth Scorchers, just it makes them unbackable favourites. However, you know, they go now in this final system, they go through to the qualifier. We still don't know. As you said, it's a big day on Big Bash Nation. Three games. I'm calling the last one, Goss, which is sadly now a dead rubber for the Melbourne Stars and the Hurricanes. Because the finals are set, the top five is done, and it's sad. But the reality is the Stars, the Heat and the Renegades don't have a lot to play for today. I don't like dead rubbers, but they're going nowhere, those three.
I agree with you, the Stars have been hit hard by COVID, but I've been disappointed by what they've put out there at times as well. There seems to be expectation each and every year. I don't understand why, and you know, I know David Hussey well, and I only wish good things for him, but there just seems to be a disconnect between that team and their good is wow, and their bad is just too often.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. It's pretty frustrating, you know, as a sports lover in Melbourne, and gosh, I've got no association with either team, to be honest, but you know, good friends involved in both, and the reality is it's unacceptable for the Melbourne Stars and the Melbourne Renegades to miss the finals 2 years in a row. I would have thought there needs to be some questions asked, but some answers given. And the Melbourne Renegades, wow, they're on the bottom of the table. Now, unless they beat the Thunder today, which is unlikely, but if they cause an upset win, they'll get off. Otherwise, they're going to be wooden spooners, Goss, 3 years in a row. Mm. Now, 3 years ago, Goss, you may be aware of this, the two Melbourne franchises were run independently, and Eddie McGuire was head of the Melbourne Stars with the support crew, and Jason Dunster was involved with Liam Pickering, SEN's own, at the Renegades. And then all of a sudden, Cricket Victoria said, no, we want to take them back over. They got rid of the sort of separate franchise models, and Cricket Victoria took both teams over. Now, I have no idea, because I'm not involved, Goss, so I'm not in the inner workings, but since that's happened, it's been horrible. And, you know, I'm starting 3 years ago, finished up the top, but they didn't win. And the Renegades are on target for three wooden spoons. Their lists aren't that bad. They certainly need some work, but to finish out of the finals 2 years in a row, not good enough, mate.
Okay, so three games today. Brisbane Heat, as you say, not playing for much. Sydney Sixers, they're in a spot. How important is placement of positions right now in regards to double chances through the finals? Scorchers are on top. They sit and wait. It's currently second, the Sixers on 31 points. Their arch rivals, the Thunder on 31. Strikers are 28 and coming hard, and the Hurricanes have locked up the top five, 27. So Heat versus Sixers, clearly the Sixers would want to win to tie up second spot.
100%, guys, because you're right. In this final system, it sounds complicated, but when you actually go through it, it's not that bad. But you need to finish top two. So the Sixers and the Thunder today, playing independently, Sixers versus Heat, Thunder versus Renegades, they're fighting for second spot and a chance to take on the Scorchers in the qualifier. That's the game you want to be in, because if you win that, you're straight through to the grand final. If you lose that game, you get a second chance. Finishing third, fourth or fifth, you're playing sudden death. So the only advantage here, mate, is top two. So whilst we say there's nothing on the games, for the Sixers today, they want to beat the Heat, and the Thunder need to beat the Renegades to find out who finishes second, which is crucial.
Someone on the text line, Chuck, has said New South Wales cricket run their franchises, so why is it an issue in Victoria?
Yeah, no, well, that's a really good question. But my understanding, and again, a little bit removed up there, is that the Thunder and the Sydney Sixers do have very independent bodies sort of looking after each group. You know, Trevor Bayliss out at the Thunder with his own admin team, and the Sydney Sixers with Greg Shipper, who we know is a great coach, with an independent team. And again, I am a little removed here, but my understanding is, they've all come under one banner here, and I don't think that's been a healthy model, and that's something that probably needs to be looked at. You've got to run your independent teams, in my opinion.
No doubt. All right, let's get your tips. Again, very hard for the Brisbane Heat to find some motivation today against the Sixers. Sixers with so much to play for. Who do you like?
Yeah, look, it's hard to go past the Sixers. Well coached, well captained, well drilled. Bryant got some runs finally the other night for the Brisbane Heat. And Chris Lynn, who we know is a great player, he's had a poor tournament, Chris Lynn, so we know he could come out today and go explosive at the top. But if I had $20, Goss, I'd be going for the Sydney Sixers because they want a top two spot.
Has there been a bigger fall from being the main man in Big Bash cricket than that of Chris Lynn? Ever since he got injured with the shoulder, never really came back. And there was all this talk why he couldn't get in the team, even when he was in form in the national team at times, had a bit of a taste of it, never went on with it. What's gone wrong with Chris Lynn?
Yeah, it is a shame to see, as you say, because he's one of the ones that lights up. And I think, most Sixers by the length of the Flemington straight in the competition. But I don't think he's fired a shot this year. I know the games I've called, he hasn't. And to my knowledge, I don't think he's had an innings of substance. So it's a real concern. Some people that have been involved in the elite system for a while, once you drop out of that, you're not in the state squad. It is a significant drop to go back to grade cricket.
Yeah.
And just that little 1% thing, it catches up with a lot of players. And it appears to have caught up with Chris Lynn this year. And, I hope he comes out for his team today and smacks 60 off 30 balls. But he just hasn't been able to get going. It's a concern for the Heat. Their batting's been poor all year.
It has. A double header, MCG, Thunder host the Gades. Do you give the Gades any possible chance?
They should have won last night. Your man Sean Marsh has found a little bit of form. Aaron Finch was sensational last night in that match, and the Renegades really should have beaten the Hurricanes. But as the Renegades have done all year, it's bloody hard to watch. If their stars go out, they then fall over in a heap, and it happened again last night. The kids couldn't get them over the line, unfortunately, so Sydney Thunder have been a bit of a sleeper for me. Whether Usman Khawaja plays tonight, I know he's back in the mix, but they've got a well-balanced side of the Sydney Thunder, so I expect them to win, and it'll be a battle between the Thunder and the Sixers as to who has the best net run rate. That's pretty close as well. So that's something interesting to watch, but I think the two Sydney sides should win today. And then the last one I'm lucky enough to be calling tonight, which is the Melbourne Stars. They'll be pretty flat, Goss, because they would have been watching last night unusually barracking for the Renegades. But they've got they need to get a win to finish with some sort of positive. And if they can, they get off the bottom of the ladder. You don't want to win three wooden spoons in a row. I mean, I barrack for St Kilda, Goss, as you know, so I've been there. You don't want to win three spoons in a row. The Heat and the Renegades at the bottom end, there's always something to play for. You've got pride, you've got respect. So if the Renegades can win, they climb off the bottom. That's if the Heat happen to lose to the Sixers, which I think they will.
Stars and Canes, again, playing for pride, the Stars. You've got to feel it. The Stars will come out and make 230 and roll them for 110, and we'll go, that's the best of the best, and we'll get excited for next year.
Well, that's what's happened for a long time, and I think their fans are starting to, their fans have woken up to say, no, you're right. Consistency is a word that the Melbourne Stars haven't been able to bring to the table for one reason or another. They've had some individuals. Clark's been good. The Englishman at the top of the order, he's done some good things. Maxey's been a bit inconsistent. He played a blinder early on when he got 100 and a decent knock the other night to get his side over the line. I mean, we know what a world-class superstar he is, but I think they'd like to see a bit more consistency. Stoinis has missed most of the tournament. Now, I'll mention a WA boy for you. And Hilton Cartwright, another WA boy, he's been probably the shining light for the Stars.
Yeah, stop mentioning West Australians, would you? I don't need any more abuse.
Who else can I give you in that side? Nathan Coulter-Nile.
Hinchliffe's in that team too, isn't he? Isn't Clint Hinchliffe?
I'm surprised you're not the team manager, actually, Bryce, from the Melbourne Stars. I'm really surprised.
Is David Hussey the coach?
Yeah, he's a Victorian, though.
Nah, turn it up, mate. I gave him work experience at Channel 10. He still remembers it. Hey, mate, appreciate your time. Hey, mate, we had Justin Langer on just really quickly. We've got news of bearing down on, so you know what we'd like with our credits. Just in regards to Justin Langer, had him on, seems very keen to proceed. Hard to not give him the gig now. Do you agree with all the big wigs who say that he's now a walk-up starter to keep the gig?
It's a no-brainer for mine, Goss. I think, unfortunately, player power got hold of it a year ago, 6 months ago. But Peach Tweed, when he's winning Ashes, we know what JL's like, passionate, and in my opinion, like all the other guys, I think it's a no-brainer, to be perfectly honest.
Good stuff. Appreciate your time. We'll hear you on Big Bash Nation tonight, Stars and Hurricanes, and then through the final series as well. Good on you, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.